light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Survive in Ancient Rome is a witty and deeply informed guidebook for anyone curious about what daily life really looked like in the world's most famous empire. L.J. Trafford acts as your streetwise escort through Rome's alleys, forums, and bathhouses, translating scholarship into practical advice that a time traveler could actually use. Rather than retelling battles or imperial gossip, the book focuses on the essentials of living well and not dying early. You learn how to greet the right people, handle money, rent a room, keep clean, eat respectfully, and avoid legal trouble. With sharp humor and a keen eye for human behavior, Trafford reveals the rules, rituals, and unspoken expectations that governed each day. The result is part handbook, part cultural decoder, and entirely entertaining. If you have wondered how to pass as a local in the age of togas, this is your survival manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cracking the Roman social code. Survival in Rome begins with understanding status. Trafford maps the hierarchy from senators and equestrians to citizens, freed people, and slaves, showing how each rank shapes rights, duties, and dangers. Names are not trivial. Tria nomina, cognomina, and freedmen naming conventions signal who you are and how others will treat you. The book explains salutatio etiquette, when clients line up to greet patrons, and why patronage networks are the social engine of advancement. Clothing communicates rank too, from the purple stripe of senators to the infamously awkward toga that must be worn correctly. Trafford provides scripts for greetings, advice on when to defer, and tips for reading the room at dinners, games, and in the forum. Gender norms, family power, and the household structure likewise matter, including the legal and social limits placed on women and the obligations of the paterfamilias. Misjudge these codes and you risk humiliation, lost opportunities, or worse. Secondly, money, work, and finding a place to sleep, Trafford demystifies Roman coinage and costs so you can budget like a local. Denarii, sesterces, and asses are explained alongside real price examples for bread, wine, and rent. You get a tour of typical jobs, from artisans and shopkeepers to scribes and laborers, and what roles were reserved for slaves or freed people. Renting an insula apartment brings hazards that Trafford does not sugarcoat: thin walls, water shortages, pests, and ever-present fire risk. She offers strategies for choosing safer floors, befriending the doorkeeper, and keeping valuables secure. You learn how to use the bathhouse as a social and hygiene hub, how to navigate public fountains and aqueduct-fed water, and when to avoid crowded streets. Practical advice extends to clothing procurement, laundry services, and the sensible footwear that spares you from Rome's mud and debris. The result is a realistic picture of making a living and sleeping safely in a bustling, perilous city. Thirdly, eating, drinking, and table manners that keep you invited back. Food in Rome is adventurous and performative. Trafford guides you through markets, bakeries, Thermopolia street counters, and the subtleties of buying fresh produce and prepared dishes. Wine is always diluted, and knowing the ratio marks you as civilized. She introduces garum, the fermented fish sauce that flavors everything, and warns about adulterated ingredients and the vendors who sell them. Accepting a dinner invitation is a social test. You learn couch placement, hand-washing routines, and how to eat with fingers respectfully since forks are absent. Conversation topics, applause etiquette for entertainers, and when to praise or tactfully ignore a host's culinary ambition are all covered. Trafford also shows how to avoid flaunting appetite in ways that read as greedy or rustic. Street food strategies keep you fed on the move, while tips on timing, fasting days, and festival feasts ensure you do not clash with custom. Mastering these rituals signals refinement and wins allies. Fourthly, law, order, and the art of staying out of trouble. Roman law is everywhere, but justice is uneven. Trafford explains the roles of magistrates, praetors, and courts, where rhetoric matters as much as facts. Punishments scale by status, from fines and beatings to exile or crucifixion for non-citizens. The vigils double as night watch and fire brigade, and their presence shapes how you move after dark. Practical safety advice abounds. Secure your purse against cut purses, avoid suspicious crowds near political rallies, and keep an eye on doorways where tavern brawls can spill out. Fires, collapsing buildings, and falling debris are real threats. Trafford suggests where to walk, how to react to tremors and shouts, and when to follow the crowd versus when to run. She covers scams from counterfeit coinage to dodgy fortune sellers, and outlines the basics of petitioning a patron if legal trouble looms. Calm, visible respect for authority, and careful streetcraft are your best defenses. Lastly, gods, festivals, and fun without causing offense. Religion saturates Roman time and space. Trafford shows how to honor household spirits at the Lararium, how to behave at public sacrifices, and when to step back to avoid ritual pollution. Omens, augury, and curses matter to your neighbors, so she teaches polite skepticism that does not insult belief. The festival calendar structures the year, with Saturnalia upending social rules in playful chaos, while other days demand restraint. Entertainment is everywhere, from theater and mime to chariot races at the circus and gladiatorial shows in the amphitheater. Trafford explains faction loyalties, betting etiquette, and how to cheer without provoking the wrong crowd. The baths serve as leisure, networking, and gossip central, with norms around nudity, schedule, and decorum. She also clarifies what counts as impious, seditious, or simply vulgar. With these cues, you can join the fun, pay the right respects to gods and people, and avoid becoming the spectacle yourself. In conclusion, How to Survive in Ancient Rome is ideal for history fans, students, role players, writers, and any curious reader who prefers living texture over dry timelines. Trafford turns scholarship into street-level wisdom, making the empire feel navigable, human, and often hilarious. You gain practical context for headlines like Empire, Legion, and Gladiator, but more importantly, you learn how ordinary people ate, worked, loved, prayed, and stayed safe. Choose this book over generic surveys because it delivers actionable know-how, clear explanations of social nuance, and myth-busting clarity on everything from togas to table manners. The blend of humor and evidence makes complex customs memorable, so insights stick and enrich future reading, travel, or creative work. Beyond history, it sharpens your eye for social codes in any culture, helping you read rooms, avoid missteps, and build rapport. As a guide to both Rome and human nature, it is an investment that pays off. If you would like to support L.J. Trafford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine are tree, better life be.